T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Really good teams will find a way to survive on the road. Survive scares, pull games out, do what you need to do, right? Saw a little bit of that against Nebraska. But last night was, you just don't see it very often. That team had every reason to go, hey, it's not our night. But they came out of that under 16-minute timeout. The defense changed. McQuaid started knocking shots down. But here's the biggest thing. And Raftery said it after the game. Hall of Fame coaches generally have great point guards. And Izzo laughed. But I think Cassius Winston has reached a point where, despite certain athletic limitations, okay, he's not going to blow by a lot of good defenders. It's not going to happen. But he knows what they need, and he knows when they need it. And that's a very valuable tool in one-and-done scenarios, like the tournament. You know, as far as the secondary break goes, he's as good as any point guard I've seen at Michigan State, and that includes Mateen. As good. I will not say better. That's not fair. But on that secondary break, Cassius is fantastic. Three-point shot? Might have the best three-point shot of any point guard I can remember at State. Seriously. And now he's getting this, instead of looking over to the bench when he makes a mistake, what did I do wrong? A, he's not making the mistake, but B, he's playing with a quiet confidence about him. And guard play has been, is now, and will forever be the key to making a big run in the NCAA tournament. You got to have it. Cassius really has elevated his game. I am. It's dangerous because I don't want to get hurt again, but I'm kind of falling in love with these guys where it's like, you know what? They handle their business. And they're doing it without Josh Langford, who chips in about 16 a night. Now, I know it's a hot take, and I understand I'm going to get killed for saying it. I like their starting five better without Langford. Now, does that mean I could make Langford my bench guy and have him play damn near starter minutes and come off the bench with a green light? I don't know. I'm not qualified. I can't tell you that. I just know Aaron Henry really looks like he's going to be something special. And because Langford's out, Henry's playing more. And I will tell you, Henry, and even though he's been dinged up, Aaron's, those two guys have an athleticism that Langford does not have. And neither player in a singular manner is better than Josh Langford. But the fact their skills fit with what MSU's doing, I don't miss them. And I know Langford's a team captain and a good kid and might be their best pure shooter. Might be. But I think it's actually been beneficial. He's been hurt for a few weeks because two guys on his team have had to step their game up, way up, and they have. Now, how Tom puts Langford back in this lineup and what the rotations look like, that's his business. That's going to keep him up till 4 in the morning, not me. But I will tell you, I'm hesitant because of the way the tournament has gone lately for us, but they have a look about them, man. They really do. And they're deep. They got a big. I'm close to saying they got bigs, plural, if we talk about Mr. Tillman. But Nick Ward has dedicated himself. Nick Ward, I think, got the wake-up call he needed when he went to the NBA board, and they told him the very same criticisms that Tom yells at him about. But Ward has come back a different player, focused. It's very rare in today's league, today's game, rather, where a college team generally has one-and-dones that'll get to the Final Four, for you to have two upperclassmen, mature, polished, one who plays the point, and one who's a classical big. There are very few classical bigs in this game anymore. Not a stretch four, not a seven-footer who likes to shoot threes, a classical big, a guy that you got to deal with. I know it's probably not going to go too far. I know we probably can't do a lot of college hoops. We've spent some time, minimal time, talking about how good Michigan is. I do believe it's more than fair to begin to talk, geez, this MSU team might be better. And they still got a lot to prove. They got to beat Michigan. They got to get to the tournament. I just can't give MSU those things because MSU's got such a high bar for success or failure. But I am starting to really like watching this team and like, even though they don't have any NBA players in my mind, not high-level ones, defensively, they're great. Offensively, they're getting out on that break. They're running. They're aggressive. They got shooters. And they got a big. I don't know, man. I watch a lot of college basketball. I don't see too many teams I'd pick against us right now. I'd still take Duke. We just can't beat Duke. We never do. Something happens. It's almost like we see a ghost. But outside of Duke, if we sat down and had to make a list of five teams that are objectively better than Michigan State, I don't know that I could do it. Like right here, right now, I know they're number one in America, but you mean to tell me you objectively right now, you would take Tennessee over Michigan State? I wouldn't. I know I'd take Duke.
Certainly not Virginia. We know how they play.
I never buy Virginia.
Every year in the tournament, they just collapse.
I never buy them.
So boring.
That's all. I wanted to just do a little 7 or 8 minutes on State. I thought the win was impressive last night. I'm hesitant to kind of fall in love here, but I'm starting to really like this team. I like toughness. I like teams that have some resolve about them. It's one thing when you're blowing everybody out, but when the chips are down and you're down and you need people to rise up, it's very gratifying to see your team, not just one player, your team respond. And I thought they did that last night, and that's encouraging. So we'll see where it goes. Unfortunately, the Big Ten schedule is completely stupid. We don't play Michigan for another month. What an idiotic schedule that is. But that's all. There you go. I know. It's not a college basketball town. It bums me out. 248-539-9797 if you want to rap about it. We'll knock down the call or two that has come in, and then we'll turn our attention to a little more wide-ranging fare. 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.